ministers and security officials for emergency talks about how to handle the Iranian seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Among the potential responses Britain is considering is the prospect of imposing economic sanctions on Iran. May's government is expected to update members of Britain's parliament on the situation later Monday. Meanwhile, Britain is using video and audio of the incident as proof that Iran overstepped its authority.
Dramatic footage claims to show the moment a British-flagged oil tanker was seized in the Gulf. Iran's Revolutionary Guards posted a video online showing speedboats pulling up alongside the Stena Impero tanker on Friday, its name clearly visible. Troops wearing masks and carrying machine guns rappelled onto its deck from a helicopter. An audio recording obtained by monitoring agency Driad Global is said to describe the moment the tanker was ordered to change direction just before the troops boarded the vessel and the subsequent response from a British warship warning against interfering.
That is Reuters Mia Wormersley reporting. A leading House Democrat says Special Counsel Robert Mueller will give very substantial evidence that will make the case for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. Mueller is set to testify before two House committees Wednesday on his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in the 2016 presidential election and if Mr. Trump himself obstructed justice in trying to derail the probe. The Mueller report concluded that there was not enough evidence to determine that Mr. Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. But Mueller wrote he could not exonerate Trump of allegations of obstruction of justice, turning the matter over to Attorney General William Barr. Barr said he could find no evidence of obstruction. The president has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele hailed a new chapter in his country's relationship with the United States.